Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast.
What up?
What up?
What?
Ah.
What's up? I'm vibing in this, in your blue blazer here.
Nice. I'm in comfy mode today.
Yeah.
And I often will be like, oh, I just want to be like warm and comfy for podcasts. And then I'll like watch them on YouTube. And I'm like, well, you look like the frumpy old cat lady. So I hope that worked out well for you. So I'm sorry if you're watching on YouTube.
This is my favorite day because I get to go and play dress up in Trisha's closet because I wear the same for people who actually know me, you know, I wear the same five buffalo plaid shirts.
Well, we kind of switch the vibe for podcast day because usually I'm the one that's dressed up in dresses and suits, and I choose podcast day to be like warm and comfy.
That's
and
great.
You choose it to dress up.
So. Yeah, because nobody knows what I look like when I dress up because I don't. I remember when I came in the office and I was like dressed for a closing and you were like, oh my God, did someone die? Is someone getting married? What kind of life event is happening? I'm like, it's a closing.
It's a closing.
All right, y'all. This is not why you showed up. You showed up today because we are going to break down game-changing social media tips and tricks. We're diving deep into the world of keywords and hashtags, which are the unsung heroes of the digital landscape.
Absolutely. And in this digital age, if you're not harnessing the power of keywords and hashtags, you're missing out on a lot of stuff.
If you're not first, you're last. I just had to throw that in there.
That's right. So let's kick it off with the basics, huh?
Okay. First thing is basics of keywords and hashtags. So keywords are like breadcrumbs. You know, they lead people to your content. They are the terms or phrases that kind of encapsulate what your post is all about, what your business is about, and they make it discoverable by search engines and social media algorithms.
Yeah, so I always hashtag goalie mom, and there was a woman that found me on Facebook, and I was like, she's like, yeah, I was like just looking through hashtags for goalie mom, and like there you were. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know that's how that works.
I always use, and we talk about it a little bit later, but I always use hashtag Agent Boyle 007 because that's a super unique name specific to all of my posts. So if I'm out and like I'm being a terrible realtor and I don't have any business cards, I can say, yo, hit Insta and search up hashtag Agent Boyle 007 and boom, there I am.
Yeah. So you search for your strategic keywords and hashtag and all of your content pops up when the users search for those terms. So you actually got me hashtagging Trisha Dork, which is cool because now like I'm getting a lot of phone calls of people finding me online. So these hashtags and keywords, like,
you're welcome.
They work.
You're welcome. I'd like to say you're welcome. I'm so glad we sent Dave to the store for energy drinks.
Obviously, we need them.
All right. So now let's talk about strategic keywords.
Okay.
So strategic keywords and hashtags, those are a little, so you have your broad stuff. So like hashtag Michigan real estate.
Uh-huh.
But then, like we just talked about, you have your hashtag Trisha. Like, how many Trisha Dorks can there be? Have you ever searched that up?
I have. And there's one other one that comes up that's an author.
She's an get out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you have a super memorable name. Like, we were just talking about, like, how many Trisha and Dave Dorks do you possibly know?
That's yeah. Crazy. And before this, I was Trisha Borzczyk. And there was definitely only one with that name.
So. Yeah. And I literally never, ever spelled your name ever. Like, to this day, if you look in my phone, it says Andy B.
Well, yours says Kylie Wiggly in Dave's phone, I found out. I was like, why does it say Kylie Wiggly? He's like, I don't know. And I'm like, that's super strange.
And now it has to stick. Now it has to stick.
So hashtag Kylie Wiggly.
I love that. Okay. All right. Back on track. So these strategic keywords are the things that are going to have your content popping up in front of people who are searching for those specific terms. And that increases your visibility, increases your leads, and gives you a much more broader reach on your audience.
Nice. So you're enhancing your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a dream for anyone. I mean, we're all trying to make a mark. Everybody's out here just trying to, you know, do their best with what they have. And, you know, there's a lot of competition. And so you really want to use these opportunities to set yourself apart. And, you know, when you're talking about like brand visibility, right? If you're wondering how to like build that or what branding is, shameless plug incoming. We have an entire course on Stars Academy. Go to mystarsacademy.com, click the store page at the top, and at the bottom you will find Social Media Empire. We do a super deep dive, and this is a great course for people who've been in the game for a little bit, or for maybe people who just aren't on. I know so many people who aren't on social media, but when you start your own business, that's where people are. Like I always say, nobody's at the mall anymore. You can't go to the mall. Remember being a kid and like doing Girl Scouts and stuff like that? The place was the mall because that's where everybody was at, was on Saturday. Well, now everybody is on social media. So we can definitely get you hooked up with some info on how to create your brand, put stuff together, and really start getting it out there so that people know who you are.
Yeah, because we were talking about that on the team call today, right? Like you are continuously planting seeds, but at some point in your career, you want people to start coming to you instead of you always trying to go find other people.
Yep.
And like I was saying earlier, like that's a really exciting thing I am now seeing for myself is we've used these keywords, we've built these hashtag banks, and now they're catching on to where people will actually call the office and be like, actually, there was one on Friday. His name was Keenan. He called the office and I got an email from Kim that was like, Keenan, he's been following you on Instagram. He likes your vibe. Please call him back. And I'm like, okay.
You're like, this is going to be the best buyer or this is going to be the best client ever.
Yes.
We vibe already.
Yeah.
And we haven't even met. And that's the beauty of branding on social media. People will get a vibe for your flavor, for what you're putting out. And again, like Trisha and I have talked about, like, yes, there are other realtors. Like Trisha and I are both realtors. We are not in competition, but she appeals to a completely different audience than I appeal to. And there's plenty of business to go around. But the important part is you have to build your brand, start getting your name and your flavor out there so that people can start finding you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you're creating a unique and, you know, memorable online presence. And yeah. Your online presence is basically like what used to be, you know, your business card, right? Like
exactly.
You want to have effective keywords and hashtags so that you are attracting people like you. Like you're just saying, like breeds like. So craft keywords that resonate with your brand identity, with your tribe, and really make you stand out in the crowd. And then when people search those hashtags because they're things that they like, then they're going to be like, oh, I see Kylie likes baby yoga. I like baby yoga too. This is definitely somebody I want to work with, right? Yeah,
exactly. So a great way to figure out what hashtags and keywords to use for your business is to, number one, you use words that tell people what field you're in. Like we were just talking about hashtag am I real estate. People know that we're doing real estate in Michigan. And then, you know, because every other realtor in Michigan is also using that hashtag, we also use, like we said, Elite Realty MI hashtags, Trisha Dork hashtags, Agent Boyle hashtags. So you kind of are able to cast a wide net and then use those like broad hashtags to cast your net, and then you funnel your, like the people who are going to be your clients using those unique hats. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I just want to kind of touch on that too. Like, make sure you're not just only using real estate tags, because today I may not be looking for a house. So if the only thing you have is houses, I may not follow you. But if you have cute Frenchy dogs and hockey goalie mom stuff, then I might start following you for that. And then when I need a house, guess what? You're already in front of me.
Exactly. 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 So this is going to help you connect with your audience, and you have to understand your audience. So let's talk a little bit about the research that we need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I did the other day, actually, it was yesterday when I was prepping these. You can also like tag ChatGPT in on this. So I went on ChatGPT and I like dropped a whole episode and I was like, give me 35 hashtags for this episode. And it automatically like made a hashtag bank. You can also ask them, give me 15 hashtags that have to do with parenting or goalie mom or dogs or whatever the case may be with real estate. And you can get a good bank from ChatGPT instead of trying to like figure it out on your own.
Yeah. And one thing that I do is I started a Google Doc. And then I also have notes on my phone, like the little saved ones that you can just like pin in. So once you find your what I call static hashtags, so the ones that I use every time, no matter what, I've got a couple different ones. I've got a set of like 12 for real estate stuff. I've got a set of 12 for fitness and mom stuff. I've got a set of 12 for elite life stuff. So you want to make sure that and again, we go deep into this in Social Media Empire. You want to make sure that, like Trisha said, you are posting stuff that's not just business, 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 because that's no fun. Because regardless of what you're selling yourself first. Like you're really just selling yourself. Like people work with people they know, like, and trust. That's why when you call people and you're like, hey, I want to help you sell a house. And they're like, no, I gave it to my uncle. No, I gave it to my aunt. You know, it's people they already know, like, and trust. So I hope that's helpful.
Yeah. And then some other keyword research tools. If you got a pen nearby or your phone, grab it. You want to use Google Keyword Planner, SEM Rush. I'm going to spell this AHREFS, AHREFS. Or Uber Suggest, UberSuggest. And those will help you to discover relevant keywords. They're like search volumes and how much the level of competition on each of them is. And this can be super helpful too. If you ever wanted to set up like a Google pay-per-click ad, they use keywords and hashtags, so you would definitely want to run them through one of these research tools to make sure you're getting ones that are trending, you're getting ones that, you know, they have good engagement, but maybe don't use all the keywords that have 150% competition, right? Because you're going to get lost in that sea. You want to have some that you build and you own and you can start to rank high with them.
Absolutely. And don't forget that success leaves clues, right? So look at what keywords your competitors are targeting. What are they using? Because this can provide a lot of insight into popular topics and really help you identify gaps in their strategy that you could totally take advantage of.
That's great. And another thing that my cousin John had told me about this before that he uses for YouTube are long tail keywords. So if you are utilizing the platform YouTube, they do TubeBuddy, and those will give you some long tail keywords. They are specific, highly targeted phrases. So it's a group of words that typically consist of three or more words. Unlike your short generic keywords, long tail keywords are more detailed and specific, often reflecting a user's intent more accurately. For example, instead of just shoes, you may have women's running shoes for flat feet, right? That would be a long-term keyword. It's more specific and it's likely to attract users with a clear intent to purchase or find information about that particular type of shoe.
100%, 100%. So real quick, let me break down the value of these long tail keywords. So long tail keywords, they attract visitors who are looking for something very specific, like Trish just said. And so as a result, they tend to have a higher conversion rate because they match the searcher's intent, you know, a lot more closely. So these long tail keywords are often less competitive than the shorter, more generic words like Trish just said. And this means they're easier to rank too, and easier to, you know, look at the data and say, okay, what's working, what's not working. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially if you're in like a very niche market. Like I want luxury lake houses in Commerce, right? Like, that's a lot different than Commerce real estate.
Exactly. And so let's talk really quick about Trisha's go-to, which is tracking and analytics. You want to take this one away, honey bun?
So I, of course, like tracking and analytics. Every social media platform, you have different tools for that, of course. But we know that everything's all about the numbers. So use your analytics tools to track the performance of your keywords and hashtags, monitor your engagement metrics, reach impressions, and then adjust and refine your strategy based on the insights gained. So what does that mean? That means, like, when I look at my Instagram reels, when I see a reel that hits hard, like, I might put a reel of me and you from this podcast, but then I put a reel of Oliver with a trending, there's a dog on Instagram called Tatum, and Tatum Talks is his little Instagram page. And when I use Tatum Talks voiceovers with Oliver's videos, those hit. Those are like 74,000 views. Opposed to when me and you are talking on this wonderful podcast that we just put so much time and effort into, and we get 115 views. So I want to look at, okay, was it the audio that hit? What hashtags did I use in that video? Compare that video to the last video I did with Ollie that hit really hard. Did I use the same hashtags? Which ones got more performance, were searched out more? And then, like we always say, success leaves clues. Let's use those, right? Or maybe I combine both videos' hashtags and see how that hits. So you have to look at it. You have to track it. You have to play around with it so that you find the most successful ones. And then once you do, you stick with those. Like Trent's coach, Rob Liddell, he's a goalie coach. And when you go to his Instagram, he uses the exact same hashtags every single post, and it hits. And he knows that when he uses this bank, it hits. This bank hits. And so he uses it every time.
Perfect. Okay. So now that we've wrapped all of that up and Trisha gave you guys your homework, don't forget to A/B test too. So now I've got an idea. Like, I'm going to take a clip of me and you and I'm going to put Tatum Talks audio over it and we're going to see what happens.
Yes, let's do that.
So stay tuned for that. All right, where do we leave off?
Continuously refining your keyword strategy based on performance data and changes in your industry or audience preferences. Stay flexible and willing to adapt your approach as needed for maximum results.
Dude, Apple needs to get in touch with you to start using your voice for further robots.
Siri, we're not gonna have Siri anymore. We're gonna have Trish Talks.
Yeah, Trish Talks. I love it so much. So the other thing is just experiment, right? Do A/B testing. This is what I like to do. You take what works and then maybe you put a little spin on it. So let's take Trisha's example. That video of Oliver that hit really hard and was amazing. Maybe you put it out again, but this time you put a filter on it. Or maybe this time you switch the hashtags and you just kind of see how that goes. Because a lot of times don't reinvent the wheel. If something is, that's why when I was sitting down and we were like, okay, what are we going to talk about this time around on the Elite Life? I went back and I looked at some of our most popular. We was looking at the popular episodes and I was like, what did we talk about? What did we say? So I started going through that and some of these things we're covering for this go around.
Yeah. So, I mean, some effective like action steps that our people can take. Let's leave them with three action steps, Kylie.
Use tools. Google Keyword Planner, SME Rush, Hashtagify. We didn't mention that one earlier. Stay updated on industry trends and incorporate trending hashtags. Experiment, like we just said, with a mix of broad and niche keywords and long tail keywords. And here's our fun one. Create a branded hashtag and encourage your audience to use it. So this made me think of, you know, when we were getting married and everybody had, you know, we were planning our wedding and I'm looking at Pinterest and trying to figure out the best way to, you know, go about all of these things and connect with our people. And I remember everybody getting married that year had their own hashtag. So it was like, the hunt is over, 2017, Ryan and Kylie. That was like our hashtag. And so anytime I posted stuff from our wedding, that was the hashtag I used. So that way, you know, when the family hit me up, like, I didn't see any pictures. I'm like, here's the hashtag you can search. So you can, you know, you can create these specific, unique hashtags on your own and encourage your users and your clients to use them as well.
Yeah, I actually do this just for Trent. So everything that I hashtag, like, I always have hashtag Borzy. So, like, if you search hashtag Borzy, you're going to come up with
5,000 pictures and videos of Trent.
But it's cool because then you can look back on his entire life and all the photos are in one spot.
You can stalk Trent by using hashtag Borzy.
And on that note,
we're out of here. Yeah. We loved having you here. We hope this was super helpful. Not everybody is, you know, completely tuned into this digital age. And it is definitely a situation where if you're not first, you're last. So continue to dig in, continue to learn. If you want more info on getting started or beefing up your social media, go to mystarsacademy.com, enroll in Social Media Empire so that you can crush it. And if you like the show, share with a friend, and please subscribe wherever you're listening. We love to see where you guys are listening. Drop us a comment and come back next Thursday because we're going to give you a fresh episode of The Elite Life.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie.
Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors, are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to 6 other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots-on-the-ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads, and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to MyStarsAcademy.com today so you can start making more money now.